Welcome to Refirement Life, the podcast for anyone navigating life transitions or planning to make life transitions to ensure your next years are your best years. Listen in for insightful, generous, and sometimes humorous conversation. It's time to get fired up with Christine Zamuda and Muge Wood, your hosts for this latest episode of Refirement Life.
Retirement Life. This is episode 75, and we've titled this one The Five Remembrances, Finding Grace Through Difficult Times. This is Christine Zamuda, and for our listeners who, you know, tap in regularly, we've been on a bit of a hiatus, really for a deeply personal reason. About a month ago, my husband had a stroke. And as you can imagine, just, you know, focusing on his recovery, thankfully, he is recovering, all the support that's needed to get him and our family through that difficult time. We, you know, certainly had to prioritize that. Out of that experience, there's been a ton of learnings, and I wanted to anchor back on those and share, you know, some personal reflections with Muge here, and, you know, hopefully some of this might be helpful to both people who may have experienced some, you know, difficult times, but also those of us who are just enjoying the everyday and being more appreciative of the day that's uneventful, the day where everything in your body is working and the day where you have the opportunity to connect and be with your family and friends. So that's kind of a heavy introduction, but Muge, I'm glad you're here to tackle this topic and share some of our reflections with our audience.
Yeah, welcome back, Christine. I have been thinking of you, your family, rooting and cheering for you during an unexpected, difficult time. And I think I also appreciate you being open and transparent about sharing how to handle it, what it means for now and later. I think it is something many of us can benefit from, because we are really, in general, one event away from a major setback in life. It can happen unexpectedly, and it can take your breath away, and how to handle it, learn from it, grow with it is things that I think we all can reflect on and get stronger together. So I really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming back to our episode with this topic. We certainly missed you, and looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for all your support. It's been incredible just to have you and your family at my back, just rooting us on. And I, you know, feel it and know how deep our friendship is. So thank you. Thank you so much. So if we get to this this teaching, it's the five remembrances. And we've touched on this before in a podcast very lightly. And these things, when I say them, they sound heavy, but as we deconstruct them, it's actually a wonderful guide to getting more out of life, being present with the people who matter, and hopefully this is helpful. So here are the five remembrances. I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape aging. I am of the nature to become ill. There is no way to escape illness. I am of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. All that I love and everyone dear to me is of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. And my actions are my only true belongings. I am the heir of my deeds. Again, like, these sound very heavy, but as I reflect, especially on the last month of dealing with this, you know, family emergency, these actually feel like an invitation to live with eyes wide open. And Muge, you know, as we talk about how to, you know, put these remembrances into the everyday, you know, how do you think about that?
I think it's a great opener, Christine, to help us pause and reflect. What it means for me is being intentional about putting things in perspective. So I think it may be in our nature to react, to overbook ourselves and bring a level of intensity that may not be necessary, but also takes away from the daily enjoyment of things we are surrounded by, that we all have, the sun, the trees, the flowers, our friends. So what it means to me is to be mindful of that and to really do our very best to exercise a sense of gratitude and contentment with what we have. Maybe take things down a notch. So when someone cuts us off in traffic, when we are waiting in line for too long, when someone said something annoying, I mean, what is the level of intensity we need to bring to our reactions to those things? I think keeping those things in check and really being in the present. I think it's a stark reminder, a very helpful reminder for us to think that.
Definitely, definitely. And, it, you know, the first one, when you say, like, I am of the nature to grow old, there's this, you know, culture, society, like, pushing everyone to be young, be youthful, be this, be that. And I'll tell you, like, when I saw my husband learning how to walk again, I was like, be grateful that your arms and legs work. Who cares about the 5 pounds? Who cares about the 10 pounds, right? Like, just be in the moment and don't ever take those things for granted. You know, for those folks who might be listening and, you know, have said, well, I could do better at managing my health. And managing your health is going to the doctor regularly, you know, getting your blood work done, looking at those markers. I think one of the reasons Paul actually did okay through the stroke is about a year ago, he had another, you know, kind of wake up call, and he started taking better care of himself. He was put on some medication to just, you know, lower cholesterol, all of those things. But I'm thankful that that happened a year ago, because if this thing happened without that year of, like, good health and fine tuning, he may not have come on the other side of this. So just something for our listeners, if you've neglected some of those things, if your spouse or someone you love has neglected some of those things, be that word in their, or the voice in their ear to get them to, you know, take better care of themselves.
Yeah, I think that is spot on, especially as we get older, at any age for that matter, especially as we get older. I'm trying to honor a principle of never canceling a business meeting. Never canceling a doctor appointment because of a business meeting. The doctor appointments need to stay, whether it's a checkup or remedy a situation. It's not fun. I don't think any one of us wakes up and says, I'm looking forward to going to the dentist today or to the doctor today. But at the end of the day, the care that we are able to get and the modern medicine that it can provide can be life-saving. The other thing I think, Christine, you touched the important point, is that sometimes it's difficult to be advocates for ourselves. It could be emotional. We may postpone it. So I think it's really important to lend advocacy to the people we love and care for, to be the extra nudge and encouragement for them to make that appointment, for them to take the medicine or go for the walk that may lift their spirits. I think that advocacy that comes from the community near and far can also make a difference.
Definitely, definitely. The other one that kind of stood out to me was, all that I love and everyone dear to me is of the nature to change. And if we think about this, we have, you know, friends and family who go through a lot themselves, you know, that sometimes those changes are good. Sometimes you may see those changes as you know, maybe negative or not even aligned with your values. But I think for the people that we really love, like looking at them and saying, is this the last conversation that I'm going to have with this person? Am I going to make that thing that has irritated me get in the way of my like true love, concern, connection? It puts everything in a different perspective. And even for people that you might not have any issues with, like looking at a friend, looking at, you know, your son or daughter, is like, am I here and present and really relishing these moments I have with this person? It puts a different mindset for us all to just really appreciate that life is beautiful, nothing is guaranteed, and having that privilege of being with someone that you love is something like that isn't guaranteed. So we should really be with that, sit with that. And I believe if we really show up like that, our relationships will naturally deepen as well.
Yeah, it's a great point, because when we put in perspective what matters, I think that invites a level of compassion, kindness, care, nurturing to the relationship, the ones we are spend every day, as well as even with a stranger, which can make all the difference in that particular day. And I think when we keep things in check with the perspective in that way, it makes us feel better. I think we feel it in our system, calmer, more present, more in tune, that there's an element of positivity that is a very healthy byproduct of that stance. So that's spot on. I think a lot of this is like, I think the biases we have, we know naturally have, we all have biases, but then we have to recognize, keep them in check and be intentional about it, and say, okay, I am way too worked up about it. Is this worth it? Kind of interrupt that cycle and get regrounded on the beauty that we are surrounded. And you don't have to go to jungles of Costa Rica to see the beauty. So I think keeping that in check and being mindful about it is a continuous practice that we have to probably employ.
Exactly. And you said something important too, is just like the way we react to something. Like, we own our actions. And even if you're triggered by something, it's on us to look like, why am I triggered on that? Does it really matter? And I've had situations through this whole like couple last, 6 weeks now, I guess, is sometimes people say the wrong thing and you're just like, they're trying to help. Like,
right.
It's just be okay with that. Like, people don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. And you just gotta let it wash over you and really realize the intent of what they're trying to do. So it's not like this, you know, thing that doesn't need to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. Very true. I think assuming good intent, even though it may not show up that way, is another art form of human interactions that we need to take as far as we can, up until maybe it's not good intent anymore. But starting with that stance.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, let's do, you want to go for a little listener reflection, Muge?
Let's do it.
So I thought this could be just interesting, instead of just talking about my situation, is flip it for our listeners and let's try and do something together. So this is just a really quick reality check. So think about your own experiences in your past week. What surprised you with people that you've encountered, their presence, their generosity, perhaps which changed unexpectedly And what did it reveal about what truly matters to you? If you can think about a scenario like that. And finally, you know, what action did you take this week that you're proud of, even if it's a small one? And something like this just kind of brings us back to our own personal experience. What are those moments that, you know, we can, you know, hold on to, build upon, and just reflect?
Yeah, these are great questions. So reflecting on that, what one takeaway I've been experiencing is to experience someone who may make a difference for you at a time of maybe that may need a lift. The relationships sometimes don't even have to be deep. You don't have to know the person for 30 years for that person to make a difference. So the example that has been inspiring for me recently is I've been working out with a personal trainer for some strength training. Speaking of aging and taking care of yourself, I felt that I have to graduate from the 5-pound dumbbells to something a little bit heavier so I can actually lift the grocery bags in a decade or so. You know, that was a big step for me because that's not something I naturally gravitate to. So I met this personal trainer. You know, she is amazing. She strikes the perfect balance of being challenging and encouraging. She just shows up for me in a lot of great ways. I actually come to look forward to seeing her twice a week because she brings such a good perspective on stress, nutrition, what matters. She's made the transition from a corporate career to a fitness career. I really look forward to those conversations. And in that situation, I'm able to lift things that I never would touch in my life. So I think being an inspiration like that to share your experience and have a conversation without strings attached, in a sense, sometimes can add a lot of richness to life. So we talk a lot about friendship, dating sites that she goes to, and you know, a range of topics. So it's lighthearted, it's fun, but it's also, I think, enriching. So I just really appreciate how she shows up, not only for me, but for a lot of people she works with.
She sounds like a great podcast guest.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you for calling that out. Yes, yes, indeed. Yes.
That's awesome.
Why didn't I think of that? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's great to have people who are a source of knowledge and wisdom that you can use practically in your life. And obviously, she's making a huge impression on you and you're feeling stronger. And if you look forward to personal training, that means she's a rock star, because who looks forward to that?
Yes, I think I need you to come down, Christine, and experience this with me at some point. That may have That may have to coincide with the Houston rodeo. I don't know. We'll make something happen.
Nice. All right. So let's kind of wrap this up. So we touched on a few things, and there's a couple, I think, good little tidbits here. So, you know, aging reminds us to cherish the proof of living, the laugh lines, the lessons, all of that time and experience brings. Illness reminds us not to postpone joy or connection. Loss reminds us that, you know, we should say what needs to be said while we can. Change reminds us that control is an illusion, but grace is always available. And then action reminds us that how we treat others becomes our quiet legacy. There's also just a great poem. I won't read the whole poem by Mary Oliver, The Summer Day, but the last line of it is, you know, tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And I think that's just a good reminder and a good thing to end on today.
That is awesome. As you're going through this, Christine, I'm thinking, I think you are telling us to go wild. What can you do to go wild without being arrested? I think that's what you're saying. We should all think about that. I think a corollary to this that I've seen that gave me a chuckle, I don't even remember where I saw it. It was a sign that says, your life is not a rehearsal. This is it. So yes. You don't get to rehearse it and go over it again. So what you have is the chance you have. So make the most of it.
Yes.
So when you put that perspective, I think have fun and just be mindful of every moment and no bucket lists. Bucket list is today.
Totally. Yeah, the line that I always love to say is life is not a spectator sport. You got to be in it to enjoy it. And I think in it and present is what I'm also getting out of this life lesson. And as we've talked earlier, I don't want to lose this perspective. I think it's easy to get back to how things were and the everyday. But if we're just more appreciative, I think it'll add richness and, you know, no wasted moments.
That's right. I mean, it sometimes I think sounds morbid and to be mindful of it, like the first, the five remembrances that you did is talking a lot about change and death and separation and all those things. Mm-hmm. But it can fuel a rich life, the awareness of that. So one thing to ask ourselves, at least some of the time, is if something happened tomorrow to me, to people we care about, what would I regret? Mm-hmm. Would I regret not spending enough time with them? Would I regret not trying this one thing that I always wanted to try? We all have those things that are important to us. So just do them. Ask the question and go for it. Yep.
Yes. Okay. Well, this was great to be here again, and we look forward to providing more regular episodes now. Thanks, everyone, for hanging in there with us. And with that, I think we'll sign off until next time.
Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you, Muge. It's great to be back. All right. Well, until next time.
Thank you for listening. Our hope is to spark a little joy, inspire, and educate our listeners in ways to live an even more meaningful life. If you have reactions to share from what you've heard, please visit our website, refirement.life, to leave a voice message. You may even be featured in a future episode. To keep in touch, subscribe to our podcast, Refirement Life, using the podcast player of your choice. Always remember, you are never too old to set a new goal or to dream a new dream. Thanks again for joining us on this episode. Until next time.